the big juicy red vegetables grow on vines. Well, and
grow on vines.
If they grow on vines, a big red, sometimes they're good size on vines.
Oh, and tomatoes?
Yes, and then
Tomatoes. Yeah, we grow tomatoes. Yeah.
Did you ever grow a kind of tomato that's no bigger than that?
Oh yeah.
What do you call those?
Cherry tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Some of them call them tomatoes.
Oh, that's cherry tomatoes. There's
cherry tomatoes and there's tomatoes. The tomatoes a little bigger than the cherry tomatoes.
And then there's a little yellow pear and a red pear tomatoes.
The tomatoes, the ones that come up every year without, I'm not sure, one kind of tomato is supposed to live over, comes up just by itself.
They will, yes, they'll do that.
The seed, if they happen to rot out there in the garden, the seed will come up next spring. Mm-hmm. If you don't get in there and stir them up before they get up.
I see. Are those, if they come up by themselves, what kind of crop do you call that?
Well, that's Bollinger, but I'll tell you what a nigger called it. He called it Valentine.
Oh, that's right. that's right. I forgot that you, until you mentioned it there, that's...
yeah, they could call it Valentine.
Well, this is February, so the Valentine's Day.
Yeah, run back outside now.
What kind of potatoes did you have?
We raised both kinds. We raised sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes, both.
And is there a difference between a sweet potato that is, some I guess are a light yellow and others are dark, almost?
That's orange. Different names they've got for them. Some of
they're all sweet potatoes, but they're different varieties of them.
What's a yam?
Well, that's sweet potato.
Is it a kind of... is that just a variety or
Well, no, any kind of sweet potato, they call them yams.
Oh, they're all, I see.
They're all called yams.
I see. And the people in this part of the country, like you said, you use grits. Do you use any other kind of that white fluffy stuff? Did you ever grow any rice around here?
No. Well, I never did. Never did see none growing. But there's a fella that used to live right there in that old house right there. And his daddy owned that piece of land that I told you that I bought, that 130 acres. And he worked his crop on his daddy's land, and I remember him planting rice one time. I don't think he ever planted it into the second year, though.
It
wasn't worth fooling with.
When you want to get beans out of the pod, how do you describe that, to get beans out of the pod?
Shell them.
To shell them.
Thrash them.
Either way, huh?
Take a beat them.
And how about corn that you'd eat just as you pick it off the...
Off stalk?
Off stalk, would you tell me any of the names that you remember about raising corn?
Well, if you got it right off the stalk while it was green, you'd call that roasting ear.
Mm-hmm. And the different parts, what's that stuff on the end of the cob?
Silk.
And the stuff